Proponents of the proposed expansion of the Village at Squaw say the development will make it a full-service resort. Catherine Rees, a Sacramento lobbyist who owns a condo at Squaw Lodge, explains.
When we come and it's raining outside, guess what? There's absolutely nothing to do other than watch TV or go to the bar.
But many remain concerned about the plan. The Tahoe Regional Planning Agency recently broke its long-standing silence on the expansion, voicing its concern about one particular issue, traffic.
Most places around the country, if you're, you know, seeing a lot more traffic on the roads and that sort of thing, you build a bigger highway and you increase the capacity of the roads. There's no appetite or no willingness or really even no ability to do that here at Tahoe. So it's really about managing, you know, in a different way.
That's Thomas Lotshaw with the TRPA. The agency says the expansion would add more than 2,600 vehicle trips per day to the Tahoe Basin, significantly increasing pollution and traffic. To that end, a draft regional transit plan is due out this summer, and Squaw CEO Andy Wirth says he couldn't be happier.
We want those customers that come in from New York City on the JFK nonstop for a week-long stay. We want them to go to the restaurants and retail establishments in Kings Beach, Tahoe City, and Truckee. That best happens when we have a viable mass transit system.
The Placer County Planning Commission is expected to vote on whether the Squaw expansion can move forward early this summer. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.